Okie dokie. And we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 19th day of September, 2020. And the first hour there dealt with both the U.S. and the BBC eulogizing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But there's a very good piece now. We'll introduce it now. It's Mike Adams, and it's 24 minutes. It's talking about America should repent from its horrendous history of abortion since the beginning of Roe versus Wade. So this is Mike Adams on this piece, okay?
We, the Christians of America, those of us with courage, those of us who believe in God, those of us who believe in morality, we are going to have to take a stand. America is being judged by God, and if America does not change its ways and begin to respect life and respect God, then America will be destroyed. We do have a chance to change our ways, however. That's the topic of this analysis today. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. I'm the publisher of naturalnews.com and the founder of brighteon.com, which is the free speech alternative to YouTube. And the topic today is the wrath of God. America is, it has become a sinful nation since Roe versus Wade, but now the other big issue is the transgenderism, child abuse that is taking place in this country, and the just open celebration of pedophilia, which you see in Hollywood and Netflix and so on in pop culture, the worship of Satan, the demonism that's in the music industry and also in Hollywood. So I think we have really maybe three or four big problems. We've got tens of millions of children that are just murdered with abortion. We've also got the transgenderism issue, which is really a chemical child abuse, genital mutilation of children by the LGBT advocates and, you know, trans pushers. And then we've got the demonism and the Satanism, which is just overt now. It's just in your face, and the pedophilia. So these issues really, even though America was founded on Christian principles, these issues have really attracted God's wrath against our nation. And I think America was sent some warning signs, such as the 9/11 attack, was a warning against America to change our ways, or the very fabric of our nation would be dismantled. We would be destroyed. And since then, things have only gotten worse for America. We now have more transgenderism being pushed. We have more abortion being pushed. Planned Parenthood centers just mass murdering babies after they're born alive. We have the legalization of infanticide in places like New York and other places across the country. So we have the embracing through law of sins against God, the embracing of mutilating children, murdering children. And also we have really lawmakers and civil leaders standing back and doing nothing while our children are indoctrinated into pedophilia through public schools, as well as pop culture, you know, music and movies and the things that I've mentioned. Now, for America to reverse course and to be forgiven by God, which is the goal here, this is the only way America is going to be saved. We must end these mass abortions, and we must end transgenderism, child abuse. We must end the pedophilia, and we must end the demonism and the Satanism and the human trafficking, which is especially prevalent among Democrats today, trafficking children in particular, so they can be abused and used as sex slaves and sacrificed ritually for, you know, demonic rituals and other sick kind of anti-God stuff that Democrats are into. In order to do this, number one, we, the Christians of America, those of us with courage, those of us who believe in God, those of us who believe in morality, we are going to have to take a stand. And we're going to have to understand that America has no future unless we eliminate those influences of society that are anti-God. We cannot have a country that is blessed by God, that will survive the upcoming wars and financial collapse and all these things, unless we have the favor of God. But to do so, in other words, we must remove from power and influence all of these sick, twisted, demonic individuals who are pushing transgenderism and pushing infanticide, you know, and pushing all of these issues. So this means that we must reclaim our culture. And there is a project underway to achieve this, by the way. It's called the Great Awakening Project. It's not launched yet. I'm not part of it, but I've interviewed Casey Krejci, who's helping to organize this, and also Fred Markert, who is part of this. You can see those interviews on Brightown.com. But what they are speaking of is a great awakening that would help coordinate mass prayer across America and a coordinated nationwide rejection of sin against God and sin against life. You know, the abortionists, the pedophiles, the indoctrination of children, the weird porn education in public schools and all these things, the demonism, all of this must be stopped. And it's going to take courage for real Americans to do this. It's going to take people standing up and saying no to the LGBT mafia, which has, let's face it, evolved into a group of lunatic, demonic, anti-human child molesters. And child mutilators, really, is what they are. And they take great pride in that, LGBT pride. They're proud of how they damage children and mutilate their genitalia, make them infertile, and cause psychological trauma, and so on. Chemical castrations, all of that. They're very proud of that, because that's who they are. They're demons. They are all about destroying lives that exist in the image of God. You see, let me explain. When a child is born, or a child is near being born, this is considered highly offensive to Democrats / leftists / demons on the left, because a child is about to be brought into this world in the image of God. And so a living human child reminds them that there is a God, because the miracle of a child being created in the body of a woman, yes, only a woman, not a man, but that miracle is something that LGBT lunatics cannot stand. This is why they try to say that men can get pregnant, which is absurd, or that men can have babies, or that women can produce sperm. They're just trying to confuse the next generation of children in order to cause pain and suffering, chaos, confusion, and also infertility, because they don't want children born who represent the image of God. You know, divine innocence in a child, with the love between a mother and a father and a child, that a mother and a father, a binary relationship, they got together and they, through a miracle of God, they created a child, a human, a living being that exists in the image of God. That very idea is so offensive to leftists that it almost makes their skin burn. Like if you were to throw holy water on a werewolf or something, you know, it makes them hurt inside to see love, to see a child born with innocence. So they want to take a scalpel and stab that child to death and harvest its organs and drain the blood and use the blood in their weird, what's it called, spirit cooking rituals, where they have like human blood served up in dishes and things. Yeah, all like the top Democrats are all into that stuff. They're all into pedophilia, ritualistic child abuse, child sacrifice, you know, demon worshiping, Satan worshiping, all that stuff. And this has made its way into Netflix and into Hollywood and into the tech companies like, you know, Google and Facebook and Amazon and Apple. Apple's all into demonism. Apple, one of the reasons Apple banned the Natural News app was because they said they didn't like seeing articles that we were publishing that were exposing Satanism in Hollywood. And they didn't like our articles opposed to post-birth abortions, for example. So Apple's all about demonic power. And the entire cultural center of America now has been completely infiltrated and taken over by pro-Satan individuals from, what's her name, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, all the top performers who are all Satan worshipers, and they use, you know, satanic imagery in their music videos. They're all worshiping Satan. It's not even a secret anymore in the music industry. If you want to be rich and famous, you have to worship Satan and give your life over to Satan, and then, you know, you'll be made famous. And so a lot of people agree to do that. But all of that's going to have to be taken down. And there is a process for that that is now underway across America. In fact, I've never seen more people turning to God than ever before, turning to the Bible. I'm actually reading the Bible right now, starting with the chapter of John. I've never read the Bible in its whole. I've listened to, you know, audiobook versions that were really long because they were unabridged. But I haven't actually read the Bible. So it's one of my goals is to read the entire Bible and learn from it now based on the knowledge of what we have today of humanity and the evil that has infested our society. And this is a good point. You know, even if you've read the Bible before, read it again, because you've never read the Bible as the person you are today. And if I had read the Bible 10 years ago, I couldn't have understood it to the depth that I can today, knowing what we now know about humanity, about the evil, and the demonism, you know, the Satanism, the child sacrifice, all of these things that exist in our society today. And perhaps many of you are now in the right frame of mind to where you can read the Bible and you can understand why the teachings of God are so critical for the future of human civilization, not just our nation, but for our planet. And this is why America must survive, because America can be the shining light of Christian principles, of divine principles, beating back the darkness, which is Democrats and demon rats. And that's why I think it's so funny when Joe Biden, in his obviously teleprompter, you know, scripted speech, came out and said, this is a choice between darkness and light. Yeah, it is. He represents the darkness. The Democrats are the darkness. They're the demons. And we must make a choice as a nation. And so he wasn't wrong about that. He's just on the wrong side. He thinks he's part of the light. No, he might be part of the Illuminati or something. That maybe that's what he means, but he's definitely on the side of darkness when it comes to, you know, spiritual truth for our country. So I guess what I really want to say here is that this is a time, not only on top of the real world actions that we're all taking for preparedness, the civil war that's already here, it seems, the economic collapse that's coming, we must also practice spiritual preparedness. You know, we must be spiritually ready for the end times. We must be spiritually ready for God to unleash judgment upon our nation if we don't turn things around quickly, or prepared for God to forgive our nation. But we must participate in that spiritual fight to beg for forgiveness, to practice humility for America, to confess the sins of our nation, and to then denounce them. Because God says in a couple of different places in the Bible, he says that if you denounce the sins of your nation, that he will withdraw his judgment of wrath, essentially, and that he can forgive you, and then he can bless your nation from that day forward. We must coordinate this effort so that in God's eyes, America can be granted forgiveness. But we as a nation can't do that unless we admit our sins as a nation, which is not just Roe versus Wade, but think about the sins against nature. You know, the GMOs, the massive pollution of the food supply, you know, the child abuse that continues to take place, the pedophilia, the indoctrination of children in public schools that teaches them, you know, anal sex when they're 11 years old or whatever they're into. These are insane, immoral things. And America will be judged harshly if we do not turn this around. And I'm not sure that we can turn this around. I don't know. But we must try. Because in the end game here, you yourself can be saved, even if your nation is destroyed. And that may be the fate of where we're all headed. And you and I, may be saved. We may be exempted from this judgment. But the nation will be destroyed nonetheless, because the nation as a whole has not turned away from evil and embraced God and asked for forgiveness, you know, begged before God with a sense of humility. You know, please, please allow us to choose a new path. Instead, America continues down this road of evil, of child murder, of, you know, the transgenderism, the child mutilations, these offenses against God, trying to turn men into women and turn women into men. And the, you know, the high school wrestling team allows biological men to beat up women on the mat and win trophies. And this is insane. These are insane times. And this is completely out of alignment with God and what God wants for us. But God has given us free will because God wants us to make this choice ourselves. We cannot be forced to make this choice. We have to invoke it through our free will. We have to choose the path of light and divinity. Otherwise, we haven't earned it. And what would be the point of having free will if we haven't earned salvation? You know, if God just forced us all to choose him, then that would be pointless. What would our love of God mean if it were mandatory? It wouldn't mean anything. And so that's the whole point here, is that we have to freely choose to love God and to love the principles of protecting life. And by the way, that's one of the sort of bylines of everything that I do now, is fighting to defend life. And I don't mean that just in an abortion context, but to defend all life, to defend ecosystems, to defend the lush forest, the plants, the herbs, to defend our planet, to defend the principles of life, which include free will, which implies freedom of speech, freedom of action, the freedom to exist, all of these things, freedom to own private property, you know, freedom from communism. So there's a lot that's implied in all of that, but my mission is to protect and defend life. And that is, I believe, consistent with the mission of what God wants us to pursue, which is to recognize that it has to be a choice of defending life. We have to choose to speak for those newborn babies who cannot defend themselves. Because as I've jokingly said before, they aren't born with an AR-15. If they were, they could shoot the abortionist in self-defense. But since they aren't born with firearms, we must defend those children against the murderers. I'm not saying use guns to do that, but use law. We must outlaw the murder of children in this nation. We must use the power of our government in order to protect the innocent. This is, in fact, required under the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law. It is demanded by the Constitution. In the same way that the 14th Amendment applied to slaves, to say that slaves are people, slaves count for your representatives in Congress, slaves are citizens. Now, this was in 1868 when that was ratified. We must say that unborn human children count, and newborn human children count. They must be protected under the law. For if we don't protect those children, then we are not a nation of law at all. And we honor no principles if we can't honor the most basic principle of life. And if we allow our people across America to attack and mutilate the genitalia of children in the name of their weird, twisted progressivism, with their blue and purple hair and their demonic, hollowed out eyes that just reek of some kind of Satan worship or something, if we let them run our culture and produce Disney movies, which pretty soon it's just going to be like a Disney lead character that is a pedophile. It's going to be the hero of the Disney movie, just basically raping children throughout the whole animation. And that's going to be in theaters. You know, that's where Disney's going. If we allow that to happen, then we deserve the wrath that God has already planned to unleash against us. And if we hope to avert that, we must rise up in peace and in prayer, and we must change the course of direction of our nation. We must beg for forgiveness. We must pray to God to free us from the consequences of the actions that came before us. We must say that is not us any longer. We must reject that. We must reject abortion. We must reject transgenderism. We must reject the demonism in Hollywood, the pedophilia, the child trafficking of the Democrats, the child rituals, all that stuff. We have to reject it now to have a chance. So that's my message to America today. When we say God bless America, we need to mean it. It shouldn't just be something that rolls off your lips. Like, oh, God bless America. It means we beg God to bless this nation. So when I say God bless America, it's a prayer. I'm saying, God, please, please free us from the sins of the past of this nation. Help us change this nation so that we may become a more Christian society, a more moral society that respects the lives of children especially, and the sanctity of human life, the divinity of the blessing that you have given us through this amazing abundance, and just a mother and father joining together to create a new life. This is a miracle of God. God bless America, because we thank you, God, for all of these blessings. We honor you, God, for granting us this opportunity of life. And we reject the evil that surrounds us today across this nation. We beg you for forgiveness. We ask for your aid. We ask for your strength and courage in helping us defeat the enemies of God, helping us defeat those who worship Satan and who worship destruction and human suffering. I guess this is a prayer right now, come to think of it. So thank you for joining me in this prayer. This is, this is the most important thing that we can be doing right now. Now, God wants you to be, you know, physically ready as well. So don't avoid all the basic preparedness things that I talk about every day. You do need to be able to defend your family, your person, your community, your nation. You do need to be ready for food supply disruptions and be ready for grid down scenarios and be ready for enemies to sweep across America trying to kill all those who believe in God. There is a war against Christians all around the world, and that war is increasingly coming to America. God wants you to defend yourself, but God also wants you to fight the spiritual war to defend the very ideas of God, the very ideas of Christianity, the ideas of human divinity and sanctity. So this war must be fought on multiple levels, not just one or two, but, you know, biological, mental, and spiritual. That's how we win this war against evil. Save ourselves, save our country, save the world with the help of God, the blessings of God. We cannot do this without God. There is not an economic solution to a spiritual failure. There is not a technological solution to the abandonment of spiritual principles. We cannot, you know, Elon Musk our way out of this thing with some nano neuro implant into your brain that makes you merge with the machine. No, that's more demonic. You can't accept the mark of the beast and have a cryptocurrency government run, Orwellian surveilled money system, and think that you're rich now because you're collecting money that's embedded in your wrist or your forehead. No, there's no monetary solution to a spiritual crisis. We must turn to God. God is the only ally that can win this, and God is the only ally we need. Well, and each other in number.
Okay. Very good. Well, no, I he's finishing up there for 7 minutes, so that's okay. We go to a break then, and I heard some music there. Was it his or yours, Ken? And we'll be back in a few minutes. Okay. No, we'll finish that. And then we get the next piece up. No, they're just going to your break, okay? Okay.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're coming back in from the break, and I know that was an outstanding piece by Mike Adams. It needed that length, about 24 minutes or so, but I forgot what the ending was, but that's why I was trying to cut off. But he was, you know, he's improving, and I am rarely reluctant to criticize Adams. His output is prolific. I don't know how he squeezes so much into 24 hours a day. He has dozens of websites, the mega website being naturalnews.com. And he has Brighteon.com, which is now beginning to cost him money. He's extended Brighteon. There's now a social media part of Brighteon, and it's I had it in the pile here today, and it's called. Well, you go on to Brighteon.com, and you'll see what it is. But he's now taking on Twitter, etc., etc. But he really does need to. To charge a small fee for it, because it's safe and you will not be pulled from it. Millions and millions and millions, what is it? 28 million people pulled off YouTube last year, year before, and they're still doing it. And this Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and the mainstream media cutting hell out of us and telling us lies and not reporting the news. I mean, we're in the high-tech era of 24-hour news, and 80% of it is lies and being taken away. You've got to take that into account. People think that the modern clown who has an iPhone, I have a BlackBerry, but I only use it for phones and texting, that's it. But and these apps, oh, God help us. They think they're so well informed. You're never so misinformed in your life. And young people now who are in their 15, 18, even 10, 12, 15, 18, 20, 25, 30, who grew up with the internet, think they're so well plugged in and they are so well disrupted. And the young people at puberty age who are being psychoped by Facebook and Google, it is shocking. And that's why it's so easy to manipulate people, apart from the tens of thousands being paid by George Soros to cause havoc on the streets, Antifa and the rest of them, and Black Lives Matter, and another bunch of morons who are mostly geriatrics, Extinction Rebellion, of those here in the UK. And we found out, again, UK.com, that they're being facilitated by the government as a flanker organization, very sinister indeed, and the police. And they're only tokenly arrested, never charged for anything. But they're an arm of the state, Extinction Rebellion. Take that into account. It's a major operation here in the UK. I was at one of their meetings about a year ago, and it was absolutely pitiful as to what they believe. And there's a lot of them are on the local parish council, town council, and they were so proud of themselves. They declared a climate emergency. Wow. And they were talking, and one of them asked any questions, and I put my hand up and I said, can you tell me what the climate emergency is? And they looked open-mouthed at me, and they couldn't believe it. They were stuck to the floor. What? You know, like the Arctic is melting and all the rest of it. And I said, now, please define what you think it is. They said, I'm not doubting it. I said, they couldn't answer me. They were floored, absolutely floored. And they looked around them, and then the moderator said, we'll move on. They thought I was, to use that phrase they use in American courts, a hostile witness. Damn effing right, I'm a hostile witness. But I just went along. It was an open meeting in the town, you know, anybody could go along. And they were passing this, a roll of wool, where you roll wool into a ball. And when you speak, you have to take the roll of wool. See, it was moving from each person to each person, so we're all connected, although it's a piece of wool. But I went along with this, but I had to see what was going on. But Extinction Rebellion, but there's quite a vicious edge to them, really vicious. And they're involved in shutting down organizations. But and under the heading of declaring a climate emergency may sound childish, but believe me, it's a weapon. And they will use it to discriminate against people getting government services. We already have this situation in the banks. The central bank of Britain has now signed up to this Agenda 21 of the United Nations, that nobody, as of about 2021, can get any bank financing for any project unless it's pro the green economy. That's what the central bank of the UK has declared. And Mark Carney, our previous cretin, who was a apparatchik from Goldman Sachs, and Andrew Bailey, who's a lot better than him, he's gone along with this. But they're going along. So you go up with some trumped up crap about a green economy. I have a major one I can do on processing animal manure, but maybe I should do that to get some money. But this is the way it's going now. Total tyranny. And it's the same as what's going on in California, which is the epicenter of this carry on. But if there's only one last chance for Trump, if he is re-elected, he has to take total power, fire the idiots he appointed, half of them, including the FBI guy and several other people, and go after these left-wing and clean up the swamp. And if he doesn't do that in the first year, he's done for. He will be taken out of office by the left. There will be a total uprising and civil war in America. And who's going to be on the right side, on the civilized Christian side? But the ruthlessness and viciousness of the left, as pointed out there by Mike Adams in that piece, the pro-abortionists, pro-pedophile, pro-transgender brigade, they have the upper hand at the moment in terms of making the running on situations. And they're being let do it. And in Britain, it's been presented as all sorts of crap. And they're even now adding in David Attenborough do it, which I'm appalled at, absolutely appalled at right now. He's now a globalist. But that's so sad to see. But yet again, I have to say, I don't depend on it. I have a television, I haven't turned it on in 5 years. I pick what I need off the internet. I'm not misinformed about anything. But the other person, regarding Mike Adams, is Steve Thurley. A lot of his programs, his outputs per day are 2 50-minute pieces or so. He did a one-hour review piece about what his basic work is, and he has been tracking the revival, Mike Adams referred to it there in his piece, of Christian principles and conservative being elected across the world, and it's consistent. It surprised me. It really did surprise me. I thought I was clued in on everything, but Turley has taught me a lot. Sometimes he's just whooping it up as regards the Democrats and CNN collapsing, etc., etc. But just he did a one-hour piece there a week ago on a review. I'll go onto his site. Dr. Steve Thurley, as he calls himself, he's a doctor of divinity, but he's a very practical, down-to-earth guy. He's not a Bible thumper, but he defends Christian principles pretty much on the lines of Mike Adams. But Steve Thurley and Mike Adams are very, very well informed on these matters, extremely well informed. But there is this other factor ongoing, and I talk about it all the time. It's kind of unavoidable, but there's not a lot of overlapping and duplication and fragmentation in the Patriot movement. And they all jump up and think they're God's gift to broadcasting on YouTube. And again, some of them I call the baseball cap brigade, God help us. And those wearing black, those you can turn them off immediately, because I guarantee you, people who just don't dress normally, as I say, you can wear overalls and be well-dressed. Overalls, clean overalls, and be well-dressed. It's not about money or fashion, but these tossers, men and women wearing black. Just look at the women who wear black. Oh, my God. One of those, you won't see the video today. She's talking, interviewing Jordan Peterson, and he's talking about why he's, later on we're playing the piece in the third hour, I think, how he's suing a guy. He was very friendly with a Native American artist who he developed and paid money to buy his art and wood carvings over the years. And he was talking about him, and some lefty attacked him for manipulating the Native American people. And he quite rightly turned around and sued him. But the left are beyond reason. You can't reason with them. And the young generation of programmed Facebook generation, they are so gullible. Woo! That's a word they were very, very upset about, but they are so gullible. It's just shocking. Totally shocking. It's every day you hear them, but quite as I say, also worth saying every week, the alternative media, which has now become talk radio, which is broadstream radio in Britain, but it's independent outside the BBC. They have some very good broadcasters now, and they've eclipsed LBC, which have taken the shilling and ducked under and avoided 5G and all these things. And the BBC won't discuss 5G, how dangerous it is, and it totally exacerbates the coronavirus. And Which magazine, which is an absolute disgrace, consumer magazine, one of the most powerful in the world, and they've done a piece of some barefaced lies about 5G, absolutely barefaced. They haven't a clue what they're talking about. I keep talking and referring to Mark Steele. I'm trying not to interfere in his work. I'm not fobbing people off, or maybe it sounds like I am. As of the middle of next week, he's free to talk to me, and we may do a recorded program or a live program, but we'll see. But we're doing our own one-hour piece with him on our own system here. And I've talked to him there on Thursday. He's in London today on a major demonstration, and it's very successful. But no coverage. No coverage on the BBC. No coverage on the mainstream media. Just one of the things got up on YouTube, which is a Daily Mirror, it's unusual for them even, Daily Mirror video thing. All the newspapers have their own video news sites as well. And the Daily Mail, the devils didn't cover it either. They're a disgrace. I used to support the Daily Mail massively. I'm still in and out of it. It's one of the biggest clickbait sites in the world, but there's a change of editorship there about 2 years ago, and it has deteriorated. And the lies they're pushing out on behalf of the government is disgraceful. They have utterly destroyed themselves and degraded themselves in this coronavirus. And there will be a day of reckoning for these people. Very, very much so. for who have taken part in this lies and deceit of destroying the economy and destroying lives. And the massive amount of deaths are not coronavirus deaths. The NHS shut itself down, and all GPs are only answering the phone, right? Ambulance services is working, okay. Hospitals basically working at a trickle. And tens of thousands of people have died because the NHS wasn't giving them ongoing treatment, treatment for cancer and a diagnosis. But now I think I have a cousin of mine who's a surgeon. I think the backup operation now is approaching 5 million surgical operations, minor, medium and major, are now backed up. It was 3.5 before the crisis. It's now crossing on 5 million. There is no way they can catch up with those in 3 years even. And people are going to die because of lack of surgery. So this is one of the outfalls of coronavirus, right? But there are some winners. There are some winners, and one of them is here. They're in Ireland, and it's the famous Ryanair. I wrote right out some of the details of this before, but Michael O'Leary, this is a bare-knuckled, tough organization. They were carrying 150 million people last year before the crisis. They have 4 billion quid cash in the bank. They have no debts. They've got the highest credit rating of an airline in the world. They have 350 jets, Boeing jets. They have them paid for, and they're just salivating at the mouth. Now they're going to go on a buying spree, buying up bankrupt airlines. And they'll probably be the biggest airline in the world in 5 years' time. But I'll just read you the piece. Ryanair has raised $400 million from its shareholders, not that they need it, to strengthen its balance sheet as it eyes potential market opportunities in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic. Europe's largest low-cost carrier said today, shares in the company moved higher in Dublin trade today. The moves add a large cash pile to an airline that has been less badly affected by the pandemic than many of its rivals due to its relatively low level of debt, with virtually no debt, lack of exposure to badly hit whole business, long-haul business. They're not in the long-haul business. They're localized in Europe. Ryanair issues 35 million shares, or 3% of its total share capital, at €11 each. The airline said it was raising funds to capitalize on opportunities created by COVID-19 disruption and to de-risk its debt repayments over the next 12 months. They're actually having a field day. As we look beyond the next year, we expect that there will be significant growth opportunities for Ryanair's low-cost model as competitors shrink, fail, or required by governments bailed out. All the European airlines, the French and the Germans, the government have piled money in to cover the debt. I mean, it's shocking, and the national debt is sky high. The placing will provide Ryanair with greater financial flexibility to capture these opportunities, it added. Ryanair flew a little less than half as many passengers in August. Well, that's normal for, of course, COVID, than in the same month last year, but it has one of the strongest balance sheets in the industry, with more than 3.9 billion in cash in the bank. And it's an unencumbered Boeing 737 jets, which are worth £7 billion, paid for, 350 of them. It also has 100.9 billion of debt maturing next year, including €850 million bond, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's one of the strongest airlines in Europe now. It's a low-cost carrier and run by an obnoxious individual, Michael O'Leary. But they're winners out of COVID virus, but they came out of Guinness Pete Aviation. There's a long story about them. It's well worth reading the story where Ryanair came from. It's named after Tony Ryan, who ran one of the most successful, biggest aircraft leasing company in the world. It grew into it, but it expanded too fast and was taken over by GE, etc. But that's a hollowed out company as well. But Tony Ryan, on his deathbed, with Michael Leary, said they'd start an airline, and they would never, never, never be outrun by debt ever. And Ryanair, no, we're fully audited where they stand every week, cash-wise. They're the most audited company in the world. And they are bulletproof, literally bulletproof, throughout this. So there's a story for you. Read the story about Ryanair and its bulletins across the internet and even on Google, that it wouldn't be censored. And it's statistics. You can actually trust the statistics on Wikipedia on that one. Jimmy Wales, he doesn't doctor those statistics. An awful lot of doctored information on Wikipedia, that's for sure. But it's an amazing story. It's a stunning story before ever coronavirus came into it. That's nothing to do with it, really. But they're a bulletproof company. Hard to pick one of them, considering how many zombie companies are out there and how many companies in America are owned by the Federal Reserve now. The Federal Reserve buying up everything to keep it going. And as we said last week, the Federal Reserve, Dave Hodges did a piece on that, owns 33% of all mortgages in America, right? So if whoever owns your debt owns you under the rules of the United States. But let's talk to John Stammler and people about getting a program going again. It's nothing to do with me, but a separate person. There used to be a program on GCN and RBN 10 years ago about retiring debt, credit card debt. I've written it up as a piece. I can't find the archives on it. But how to retire debt. I'll read out the piece next week, and I hope to have it complete by then. But I might talk to John and people who can retrieve some of the archive of those programs. I forget the title, but it was a very good piece, a legitimate piece, how to retire credit card debt. Very important now, because that's one reason people will lose their jobs in the collapse, but also being pursued for debt. That's, as I say, the money you were given out of credit card was by the bank was not taken out of deposits, savings. The merchant was paid 100%. There's no debt owing to any merchant. The money was created, and it's created money. They got X, Y, and Z from you up to date, and there is a way of retiring it. Even though they might temporarily damage your credit rating, you can recover from it very quickly. But I have an 18-point piece. It's about 25 points, and I will deliver on that next week. I'll remind myself each week on it, but that's an important thing to help people with. I'll just update my screen, okay? But, yeah, that's where we are. The other story out of Ireland, I read it last week, this disgusting cleric, Catholic priest allowed a Muslim preacher into his church in Ballyhaun, it's County Mayo, to preach a sermon, an Islamic sermon. County Mayo, Ireland, Muslim invited by Catholic priest to pray alongside him during the celebration of a mass. The Islamic call to prayer that categorically proclaims Islam's supremacy over its forebears, Judaism and Christianity. Well, that is sacrilegious. And for the church to allow that, and there's mosques now all over Ireland, can you believe that? Due to the immigration laws, and this disgusting creature calls himself a Catholic priest. That wouldn't be much anyway. His name is Stephen Farrahar. Stephen Farrahar. He allowed this Muslim cleric to do a joint service with him in the Catholic Church. It was supposed to be a Christian church. And there was major protests outside, mostly people from the north of Ireland. But that happened in Ireland as well this last few weeks, etc., etc. But that's the bizarre happenings out there in this demonic world. Truly shocking in so, so many ways. But technology marches on, 5G and all the rest of it. And one piece we have here is that technology can't predict crime. It can only weaponize proximity to policing. Activist post, and this was a piece from a week or two ago. In June 2020, Santa Cruz, California became the first city in the United States to ban municipal use of predictive policing, a method of deploying law enforcement resources according to data-driven analytics that supposedly are able to predict perpetrators, victims, or locations of future crimes. Especially interesting is that Santa Cruz was once the first of the cities in the country to experiment with the technology that it piloted and then adopted. A predictive policing program, really, in 2011, as far back as that. That program used historic and current crime data to break down some areas of the city into 500-foot by 500-foot blocks in order to pinpoint locations that were likely to be the scene of future crimes. However, well, that'll be a shoot first. We'll have to ask questions later. However, and after 9 years, the city council voted unanimously to ban it over fears of how it had perpetrated radical racial inequality. Really, the Santa Cruz, California, I say, was asked Deborah Tavares about that. Predictive policing is self-fulfilling prophecy. If police focus their efforts in one neighborhood and arrest dozens of people there during a span of a week, the data would reflect that area as a hotbed of criminal activity. Yeah. The system also considers only reported crime, which means that neighborhoods are communities where the police are called more often and might see a higher likelihood of having predictive policing. And as I say, yeah, self-fulfilling prophecy. It damages every aspect of the residents' perception as well. Anyway, we'll go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. I just sent Ken a message there. Right, I'll just finish this piece on predictive programming. That will finish up this hour. But they say, what is predictive programming, as if we didn't know? The Santa Cruz Ordinance Banning Predictive Policing defines the technology as a means software that is used to predict information or trends about crime or criminality in the past or future, including but not limited to, limited to the characteristics or profile of personnel likely to commit a crime. the identity of a person likely to commit a crime. The locations or frequency of crimes, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Predictive policing analyzes a massive amount of information from historical crime, including the time of day. You imagine they prioritize the serious crime as opposed to total crime. That's the problem they're running into. Seasons of the year, weather patterns, type of victims, type of location, you know, in order to interfere, to infer that when and if the location of the crime is likely to occur. For instance, if a number of crimes have been committed in an alleyways on Thursdays, the algorithm might tell the department that they should dispatch officers to alleyways every Thursday. Of course, then this means the police are predisposed to the suspicion that everyone who happens to be in the area is a criminal. Yeah, problem. The technology attempts to function similarly while conducting the less prevalent person-based predictive policing. This takes the form of opaque rating systems, blah, blah, blah. They're a bit obscure, this problem. So we're going back on what we've already said. They said one of the biggest flaws of predictive policing is the faulty data fed into the system. These algorithms end up, people who end up dead because of this. These algorithms depend on data and information, informing them of where criminal activity has been to predict where future criminal activity will take place. However, not all crime is recorded. Some communities are more likely to report crime than others. Some crimes are less likely to be reported than other crimes. And officers have discretion in deciding whether or not to make an arrest. Predictive policing only accounts for crimes that are reported and concentrates policing resources in those communities, which then makes it more likely that the police may uncover other crimes. This all creates a feedback loop that makes predictive policing self-fulfilling prophecy. Unpronounceable name. If you build predictive policing, you are essentially sending police to certain airports based on what they told you. But that also means that you're not sending police. Oh, geez, hard to go around the circles. But anyway, we've covered it. Santa Cruz withdrew its policing because it was causing problems. Okie dokie, we'll go to the top of the hour break. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.